All right, pop it. Everybody,
thanks.
Sprayed,
this is what you gave me.
All over the computer. Don't blame me.
Like, I took the beer that you gave
me. Channing Fry just beer all over your computer.
This is not going well.
All right.
Nick. And now Nick.
Kaitos, get it.
Hello there. Kermit the Frog here. I just wanted to talk about the picks for the evening. I think Kobe Bryant could maybe do pretty well. And possibly Ahmad Stoudemire. Unless, of course, he's retired. I don't remember. But Kermit, I thought maybe we could hire someone else to play basketball. Shut up, Piggy. Can I just get him trying to talk here? You need to shut your fucking mouth. You're absolutely correct. I'm sorry about that. I need to be a little more appropriate. But to continue forward, it's important that we understand that basketball is a very good sport. You're absolutely correct, Kermit. I think that it is a great sport. I know you think that, Piggy, but can't you see I'm in the middle of something here? I wish you would just take a back seat, okay?
Can you just do him having sex, please? That's what we
brought here. We asked you to do this.
I was waiting for sex.
I thought this was going to talk with Kobe
Bryant to the sex.
Okay, Piggy. Piggy, now it's time for us to show them what we can do in the bed. Okay, Kermit. Ready? Here we go. Oh, Piggy. Oh, Kermit. Oh, my God. Oh, Kermit, you're so gentle, Piggy. It's rough. It's so wonderful.
All right.
Man, cut. Welcome to Pillow Talk with Kermit and Piggy.
Sim League over everything. Guest host, G. Messi.
What up?
We have...
High Toast Jr.
We have Balls, we have Quail Man, and we have Brian with an A.
Dick.
And then we have two special guests.
They don't
we have Kaitos period, and we have Busta Hines.
And by special, we mean actually retarded.
May or may not be autistic.
All right, so we had we're gonna just start
artistic.
Same, all right, same we have thing. Been drinking. High five.
Hey.
Trey has still been texting his fiance.
Ziggy Zaggy. All right, we're gonna talk about the four people who signed back with their team.
Sam Cassell.
No, we're not. No one cares.
Hey, time out. Last time we did podcast, what was it about? I don't even remember.
I think mid playoffs.
No, it was not. We did one with.
Y'all did one about me picking Doug Christie.
Hey,
no, we did not. And let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the sim tonight.
Did I talk?
Those people, they're not here.
Oh, it didn't fucking happen.
They're gonna listen to us.
Oh, and then they just respond?
They talk to us and they tell us what they want.
This
to
is
ask.
How a podcast works.
Kaitos, you are useless. Pretend like you are not Busta Hines' brother for 1 second.
First of all, to the real Kaitos or the fake one?
I can already tell you this is gonna be our best episode.
But all right, so let's
okay. Wait.
Sim it down.
We have questions. Let's just go to the questions.
We have questions and let's. Let's recap what's happened since
nothing.
Last podcast, one sim. No. We had four major re-signings. We've had Amari Stoudemire re-signing for max money with
good
the
deal.
Knicks. Good deal. Yeah, I mean, it's max money. I mean,
gotta go
whatever. You got to do what you got to do.
6 years or 7 years? Do you remember?
I can't remember. It's fucking max money.
I think
it doesn't
Jay
matter.
Jay Williams signed with the Hawks. Karan Butler signed with the Warriors.
Kind of like
Sam Cassell signed with the Celtics.
Yeah.
Those are literally the only four
fucking
things
crazy.
That has happened in this league since last time we had a podcast, which has been about a week and a half.
So, let's talk about things here.
Oh, and then we had a possible potential league signing. A new league possibly arising, or the idea of a league, but then it... Didn't happen. So that's
okay. What also we have a question from the
podcast community
from the podcast community
of Greendale.
I think it's that B-Ball wants to talk about sex, maybe.
Wow, he's probably not getting that much. Let's talk about
sex. B-Ball, the only thing he's having sex with right now is his hand in the thoughts of Chris Paul.
All right.
Oh. And Brandon Roy. How about a menage A, huh?
He's Chris Paul, Brandon Roy, and his left hand.
Brand his ass with a cow prop.
Thank you, Kytos. Busta Hines here doesn't like to talk about much.
All right, so this is the first time we have had my good friend G. Messi on since his multiple trades.
Multiple. Doug Christie for life.
We have talked about it a couple times, so we're going to let him defend himself now.
Why? You were on the spotlight. You're on the spot. Tell us what in the fucking God hell possessed you to trade for that shitty contract.
Doug Christie. Well, I don't care about him. I hope he retires. I know it's a risk, but I'll try to do it. I wanted Lamar Odom. I didn't care for Zach Randolph. He didn't do too well on my team. He was a sixth man towards the end of the year. My team started doing well. So, Zach Randolph, not that big of a deal. I didn't mind trading him. Courtney Alexander, wanted to get rid of his contract, hoping Doug Christie retires.
Who signed him to that contract?
Huh?
Preppy. Actually, no. Hornets time 24/7. The doctor of the evening signed him to that contract, traded him to Preppy for balls.
I'm doing a fuck you Preppy for give me Courtney Alexander.
There you go.
Time out though.
Yo,
I want you to explain this. And yes. you've already said this before over like whatever.
Multiple avenues,
but never over podcasts.
Because we don't have anything
else
to talk about.
And we want people to hear you vocalize your reasoning. Courtney Alexander was expiring.
Yep.
He could have rotted on your bench for one season and been gone and given you $14 million cap space. You could have traded for Lamar Odom, Zach Randolph straight up probably, and you could have just kept Courtney Alexander and had $14 million next year. Why?
Getting rid of contract, don't want to pay the luxury tax. Doug Christie, hoping he retires. I'm a gambler. I know he may be here next year. He may not be here next year. If he's here, I'll bite the $6.5 million or whatever it is. Take that. I've still got a lot of cap space to time to take care of D-Wade and Kurt Heinrich, whoever else I may re-sign. I've got a lot of room.
All right. Well, you know what? You reap what you sell, and I wish you the best of luck. What is your future for your team? What do you see? What do you see happening after this season? Like, do you...
Happy birthday party
to just balls. All right, guys, this is a podcast original. If we have a video, Trey, take a picture. Trey, take a picture. We're posting this on there. Balls just walked in with a black blow-up doll of
a
stripper named Lacey.
She's chocolate.
And he's giving her a boob job.
No, we need to take a picture of you.
Ride that. Really, hey, guys.
I don't know.
Sorry, this is a complete sidetrack. This is a surprise.
Her lifelike face is begging for you.
Lacey.
Well, hello,
wait,
Lacey.
She's got firm nipples.
Are they firm?
Inverted.
Inverted.
She's white.
She's blonde.
Are you taking a picture?
Why is her head pink?
All right, post it.
Why is her head pink?
Alright, there's a lot of not league stuff happening because there's not a lot of league stuff happening.
Alright, first of all, I hear it's from the
Whoa. We're gonna, like, people are gonna run us out of this condo.
Back to Doug's question. You wanna know what the future of me is?
Can I talk about this black blow-up doll that
Yeah, go ahead.
This is definitely white.
Can I get a 30 for...
That's all I wanted to say, black blow-up doll.
This is not very good.
No, it's not.
Hey, for the price we paid, you know what? It's good enough.
Does it have a vagina or not?
Where did you guys... You stopped today,
Wait,
didn't you?
She doesn't look like Lacey.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. We have a short intermission while Trey has his turn with his doll.
Wait, do people actually have sex with this thing?
I think so. Do you see this
bull? No, it's got mouth.
Did y'all go to Benke's?
No, we went to some place off 59 in Alabama. On the way here.
This looks nothing like her.
We went to Emerald Fantasies.
Was that a C as in the letter?
No, it's at Fantasies as S-E-A-S.
Nick, you can have that.
Anyway, so I don't know if we're going to edit any of this out.
No, we're not. We're posting right to it.
So let's get back.
We got 20 minutes.
While Kytos is taking his own virginity with a blow-up doll.
Wait, her nipples aren't even firm.
Give it time. Stroke them. You gotta caress them for being inverted.
We have a lot.
We're gonna let Balls have the podium here. All right, talk Balls. About what he's about to before he whipped out the blow-up doll.
We need We need to talk about a lot of the teams other than our team.
Oh, yeah, talking about a lot of teams or the lack of anything happening.
No,
which is, I think, what Balls is about to talk about.
Can I send this to Melissa?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay. Go ahead. What do I need the podium for?
You were about to say something.
You were going
to
talk about.
Oh, I was going to talk about the black.
Take a picture.
African American blow-up doll that I bought for Troy Thanay. That's about it. But can you talk about the future of your team? You
future
really
my team.
Have put your head down and you're thinking about this, so I feel like we're going to have a good address here. But
I got Nesterovich for another year. Nesterovich in my
Doug
center.
Is looking like
he's going to be old after next year.
Before.
He's, I think, 31. After next year, he'll be 32. I've got Lamar Odom signed for 5 years or so.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's good, considering I got rid of Pierce for it.
You will.
Pierce is only giving me 12 or 13 points.
Tight,
can I get a timeout?
Yeah, timeout.
As you're talking, Quailman is butt-fingering the block dog.
There we go, it's big enough now. Trey, you fit your wiener in there.
No.
All right, so I apologize. So Lamar Odom, it gets brought up with the butt fingering of the African American blow-up doll.
We should have talked
this
about Doug Christie
really
butt fingering.
Hey, Quail, can you focus?
I gotta make three pleasure holes. It says it on the boxes. There's three, and
there's a mouth, Quail.
There's a mouth, and there's an inverted nipple, and there's an asshole.
There is
a vagina.
There
no,
is a vagina.
Shut. It's sealed. You gotta break the hymen.
Break the seal, damn
gonna pop
I am
it,
not posting
asshole.
This under my name. I'm just gonna put
yeah,
that out
you
there
are.
Right now.
Wait, here we go. Dude, it's pink on the inside.
Oh my god.
How much for one of those pink tacos?
Is there any chance that we talk about league stuff?
Absolutely not.
What did you think was gonna happen?
I didn't think that you guys would.
Oh, it's bloody.
When G Messi comes down,
Nick, have fun.
All right. Anyway,
back to
let's go.
By the way, this podcast will only be up for a limited time, like
no,
a week. Like a week.
It's explicit on iTunes.
At a certain point, this will be deleted. So download it now, add it to your collection, and that's it.
Dude, my fingers smell like. All right.
Latex. So Lamar Odom anal, go on.
So I plan on Lamar Odom giving anal to the rest of the league with his defense.
Yeah.
Oh! I mean, he's an upgrade from defense as far as Paul Pierce goes. Paul Pierce was a big contract I was going to try to get rid of within a couple of years or so, but what is he doing?
It's so weird. I can't concentrate with him actually.
Anyway,
having sex with that right, thing
so
in the background.
Lamar Odom, Thomas.
Eton Thomas. I mean, I've only got Eton for a year. I may sign if he wants to re-sign. If not...
Wait, when did you get Eton?
I've got Eton with the deal with...
Why did you trade Paul Pierce?
I don't want him.
I'm not judging you.
Paul Pierce was... He was 30 minutes a game. Give me.
Can you
14,
call me before you
points.
Like trade good people?
You mean like I gave you T-Mac?
Yeah.
Oh.
By gave me, you mean I gave you Dirk, right?
Who I traded for Paul? Who I traded for
nobody.
Lamar? Who?
So let me see.
So you got
T-Mac
Lamar
and
Thomas? T-Mac.
Is that what happened?
Huh?
T-Mac for Lamar and Eton Thomas.
I got T-Mac for Lamar.
Quailman is smelling his finger after he fingered a plastic doll. What the fuck is wrong with
like game changer? It smells like plastic.
I think this is definitely going to be a Carrie Fisher.
All right, so
who's Carrie Fisher?
The guy, the girl.
Scott Leia?
Princess Leia.
Scott Leia?
Scott Leia.
Balls! Balls
his
to
name
the
is not Scott. We've messed this up enough. We don't care.
Princess Leia. I don't know why I said Scott. I was looking at you and I was like, Princess Leia.
Did Princess Leia smell her finger after she fingered her?
Jabba the Hutt licked his lips.
After he fingered her plastic ass.
Jabba the Hutt. Not as good as
we don't know what happened when she was in that slave costume.
We don't. That's
that
true.
Was in, that was in Return of the
so
Jedi.
So Garrett finally comes on the show, and you decide to finger a plastic.
Things get thing. Real when I get here.
Hey, we don't hashtag the show get weird for nothing. All right, guys?
It's called slop for a reason. Sim leave over.
All right,
sim leave over plastic pussy. It's SLOPP.
Apparently, you do not believe in that.
I'm seeing 15 minutes. We need to talk about some other teams.
So. All right. No, all right, no. All right, time out.
Celtics signed Sam Cassell.
Oh my god. That is going to change the fucking
league. Time out.
It happened. Next subject.
Guys, hold on.
Karan Butler.
We actually had a couple We had a couple extra things on here.
What? Can you even read right now? Like, are you that fucking retarded? All
right. We had a couple things on here.
Cock.
That's not the only thing.
All right. B-ball
quail's head in his mouth.
B-ball had a question. Is it possible to get three number one picks in a row?
No.
No, it's not.
No,
you'll do it.
No, his actual question is, how do you feel about the Hornets thinking about giving their team a new look?
Stupid.
Because Commissioner had actually admitted to having wanting to trade three of his starters. I don't know. I think Kevin Garnett was one of those three. I think it was Turk, Hamilton, and Barkley.
I think he's bored.
I have insider information on this, and I can confirm that those are not the three players.
Was Garnett one of them?
I cannot confirm or deny anything.
Okay, fair enough.
Interesting. But I can tell you to know who will be the next highest paid free agent, as there are no max players left.
In his opinion. But no, he might be right. I think, like, who else is good? And
I think after the finals, Borcott will get a big contract, and I think
he
it'll
should.
Be
I mean, I he dominated Tim Duncan.
Borcott.
I don't even know how to say his name. It doesn't matter.
He's nobody.
You
like,
know what
nobody.
We're talking about.
Busta,
this guy didn't play in the real
Busta,
league.
How do you say Borcott in Australian?
Borcott,
mate.
Okay.
Oi.
Oi!
I mean,
wait,
I don't think anybody
Australian?
Realizes yeah, that is. My yeah, name so. Claims this podcast, and this is terrible.
It's all right, Trey. This is what happens right, when we get drunk.
When
and you want to do a podcast.
Name?
What the fuck did you think was going to happen? You said, hey, do a drunken podcast.
No, drunken podcast. I thought that's where we were going.
I'll throw out a name. Nicolas Ciccibili.
Nicolas.
Wow, that was a good pronunciation, first
yeah,
of all. Right.
I
was going to say Chakavilla. Elemental All right,
what does he get? What is
eight.
He going to get?
He's got a B minus inside, C outside. He's got a C minus defense.
You remember that time he was traded for Chris
shitty?
Paul and Brandon Roy?
Oh, that was.
I mean, awful. he's got a B.
Good trade.
Yeah.
Who was that?
He's got a B defense.
Oh, it's
B-ball.
You remember the
A minus rebound?
No, but he traded
okay.
to who?
That's not bad.
He's not bad.
I think that right now
the
top three. I think
the
top three free agents out there.
Oh,
Keith Van Horn
for sure.
Plus Tuski Fadlifi. Queefy. And
Queefy.
I think Jay Richardson. I mean,
Jay Richardson.
He's alright. He's not bad.
Really.
He's good on the offensive side.
I think.
Spoiler alert.
I think Borchardt.
Jay Rich for
Borchardt and the other two guys that we just.
Wait, who? Wait, can you bring
Nicolas
it up?
Djibici?
Somebody wants Theo Ratliff for. At least
I think Ratliff would be a good complimentary player to a person that can afford that spot. Now, I know the Sixers want him, but I don't know if they can get him for a MLE.
Yeah. Well, he's got to compete with half the league who's
exactly.
throwing an MLE at him.
Exactly. So, you have – I honestly think people will be out there throwing a lot. Now, I know the Kings – had also asked the question – what do you think we should do? The Kings are a team that has a lot of cap space.
Wait.
The Kings have a lot of cap space.
Fuck you, B-Ball.
Yeah.
B-Ball, we just got your post.
So
I'm just excited for G. Messi to use words.
You're a dick, B-Ball. There's my words for you. You're a dick, B-Ball.
Back
this
on
is
topic.
Be explicit.
Back on topic with the Kings, I think the Kings, what they need to do is exercise patience, not sign anyone to more than a 1-year deal, or just sign guys that you foresee as a role player in your future. Exactly. This year, I think, really, there is a lot of good bench players.
All the good guys got off.
This is no, like, all-star year. I mean, let's not fucking toot anyone's horn here. There is no all-star in the remaining crop of free agents.
I'm pretty sure it's too late to not toot anybody's horn because, what's her name?
You sneezed away and managed to still get it on me over here.
Anyway.
Like, are you serious?
You've tooted Lacey's horn.
Dude, Lacey is one sexy sister doll.
Does she have, what does it say, loving passages?
She did it until I found them.
Anyway, Kings, I gotta give it to you. You got Ronald Dupree, LSU grad.
He sucks.
So. Kings, I gotta give it to you. That is the worst team I've ever seen assembled.
I don't know. A LOL Sim League, my team is pretty bad.
It wasn't
too.
It wasn't
about
his
the
fault,
rage
right?
quit huh? and then stop and then rage quit again the next day.
I really want to quote Noah Slim on my rage quit.
You should do it.
And just replace it with other people.
I won. Fuck you. That I think that's pretty much
what I'm the winner. Right? You all suck.
Yeah, I think that was
fuck
pretty much
so, it. On a serious
what
note.
What are we going to talk about for 10 more minutes?
On a serious
why
note.
Are we limiting
Trey,
ourselves?
What do we you expect plan. Out of your team?
I mean,
and
I don't
laugh.
I don't
anybody.
Have a backup two yet. I have no idea.
So your backup two is what's going to hold you back from making your prediction?
It could because of how unpredictable Kevin Martin is. Tell me you don't agree with that. Like, I could be 20 wins or I could be 50 wins. I don't know.
50?
I don't know about 50.
46.
Between how about 40, you, Garrett?
I give you 500.
How about you, G. Messina? Garrett, I'm going to call you that
what's
because
the question?
I'm not going to call you G. Messina.
G. Messi.
Whatever the fuck that shit is. Well, he has his fucking last name as his username.
No, he has Messi, which is
Messi.
Different than Messina.
You know.
Wow.
Y'all are dicks. P.S. Fuck you, Bebo. I'm using my words now. Sorry, Soundwave, you're out of this.
Fuck you, Soundwave.
No. Soundwave,
fuck you, Soundwave. You didn't respond
to
my Facebook message.
Soundwave's my boy.
Anyway, Soundwave.
So what do you expect out of your team? Playoffs or not?
I'm thinking playoffs. I think I can get... I was... At 500 last year, a little bit above 500.
So, like, you're trying to get, like,
probably
501?
I mean, 600. I'll shoot for 600. I'll shoot high.
Did that thing really cost $35?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck
you.
Were y'all thinking?
It was a present for you.
It was kind of funny. We were, like, giggling. We're in the store.
The
like,
lady tried to actually sell us a
we passed
pump
up. We passed up,
on.
Like, six, like, sex shops and, like,
did
half
y'all
a mile.
Together?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
The guy,
yeah,
sure.
No,
the guy was
so,
cool.
Funny story, like, we're in there, and this woman is in there, and she's like, oh, yeah, I was like, what is this thing? I was like, it looks like a bike pump. She's like, that's a dick pump. And I was like, oh, weird. I was like, so does it push air in?
And she
no,
said,
I was
well,
like,
can
does
add
it,
my ball.
I was like, does it suck your, basically suck it up? And she's like, no, it pushes air into your dick, and it makes it bigger. And, like.
That's not how that works.
No.
No, like, three times later, she was like. You guys sure you don't want one of these? I was like,
she,
really?
She literally was trying to add this on to our sale.
Yes.
Of a blow up doll.
It was
like,
a bike
fucking
pump.
A blow up doll. I don't need a fucking penis pump because
she's
that will
not going
to
judge
that
me.
That will not impress the blow up doll.
She's
it's
not
going to.
It's going to pop the blow up doll. All
it's
right.
It's called ball so hard, not dick so hard. That's good.
Dick so soft. What? Weird.
Skin so soft.
It's the balls. It's not the what?
What?
Let's get back to the league here and let's talk about
your team and how.
No, I don't even want. I don't even give.
Wait,
a
no, we're not talking
about
Bucks,
talk
Lakers
about
or Pistons
talk about
for sure. We want
to talk. I
want
to talk
team.
About. There's nothing to talk about because there's nothing that's happened.
Let's talk about Hawks.
That's. I guess that's what we need to talk about is the fact that
the commissioner doesn't believe he needs to update us on timelines that are given and are not achieved.
In fewer or less words, yeah.
I mean, that's the hard topic, right? Nobody else wanted to speak up, but I spoke up about it. It was like, hey, if you cannot do something...
You're a patriot.
I am a patriot.
It takes a hardcore Australian to say that to us.
Yeah. I mean, even though he doesn't have an accent, mate.
You sure about the Barbie?
Eh?
He's willing to put all the shrimp on the Barbie and let everybody know what's cooking. You know?
Preach.
You know?
No,
let's do a cheers here
real
quick.
Cheers.
Cheers to being fake Australian and putting shrimp on the barbie.
Now go put your brother...
I give you two grass.
Go put your brother
that.
Kaitos to bed after you traded him fucking Beedren's...
Mate.
And for a first round all pick. Right. And...
Can we talk about
the
subject?
Yes. Go back
to the subject. No, I agree. I think that there needs to be... When it comes down to timelines, especially ones that are a little bit longer than normal... Than what we've seen in the past, that it does not hurt to tell people that they don't need to check every hour.
Just
an update.
Hold up. This is my point. Is okay, we have a deadline for something, right? Everybody gets it in. Something
that's what she said.
Yeah,
Lacey said that.
Well, not everybody in this
there's
room
three
has
holes.
Gotten in before, but
just saying,
Nick,
pregnant.
Nick, you have
it's not me.
Well.
It's not me.
It's not
she
me.
She is pregnant. You have literal proof, but. Anyway, so It's just a pillow. So anyway, everybody's gotten their stuff in. Basically, it comes down to most have gotten it in. Thanks for correcting me. Most have gotten it in, and we're asking for a hey, life situations have come up. It's not going to happen tonight. And the point really comes back to where everybody's like refreshing and looking for results because everybody's so into the league at this point. So, like, you don't want to leave anybody hanging. Like, really, if life has come up, just say it.
And right? That's understandable if life came up. Just a quick, hey, nobody, not happening tonight.
Nobody, check tomorrow. Nobody's going to get upset then. No. It's like, oh, fuck, that sucks, but... Okay, cool.
Looking at my day going
but
forward,
it doesn't
look like I'll be able to put in a couple hours to do this, and that's fine.
But
obviously, you're the one controlling it.
You don't have 9 people looking and refreshing.
No.
Like,
and we know that it's at least 9, if not more than that, who constantly refresh this on a day.
Well,
sim. That
the biggest
sim
thing is when you say the deadline is 8 p.m., people are going to obviously come back around 8 and check. If you know that that's not going to be a workable or
well,
achievable
there is
option.
No eight, the real problem is there is no true deadline.
Well,
right.
Okay. Not this today, obviously. He mentioned yesterday or whatever.
No, that's
that
fine.
But on Tuesday, I think, was when we had the first one, right? He said 8 p.m. And it actually got in there pretty quick. It was like 8:30, 8:45, whatever. But like when there has been times that 8 p.m. was set and then it didn't happen until the next day. All we're saying is, hey, just
at 8 p.m. or whenever you get to your phone and say, not going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
Check tomorrow around
and
this
I don't
time.
Think, and I
no,
still,
it doesn't even have to be tomorrow
I still
around
don't
this
think
time. Any, not going to happen tonight.
You know,
yeah. And I'm not, I still don't think anybody's riding commissioner on this. I think that what it comes down to is that a lot of people invest themselves into the league. And it seems silly at times, but... That being said, we're there, we're waiting, we want to see what's going on, and if it's not coming, it actually makes it easier for us to look the next day for the results, not look that day all day for the results. And I mean, this has been a free agency period that's been a little bit longer than the normal.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. Again, tipping our hat to the commissioner.
Transparency.
But when it comes down to it, we can't wait. We can't update all day and then... You know, an hour before when the sim was supposed to happen, find out that we're not. Right. I mean, again, we would not be here if it was not for Commissioner putting this much time into it. I tip my hat to him again. Definitely appreciate it, but.
Asshole.
Whoa!
Oh, Busta. That's why you
Busta!
That's why
you're out.
Kicked out.
That guy's not even in the league. this guy's like, when are we going to get back to the bachelor party? Hey, good point. Anyways, so we don't have much to talk about the other teams. We want to make sure we've talked about this offline that we want to talk more about the other teams. We do a lot of talking about the Bucks, the Lakers, and the Pistons.
Fuck your mother.
And we've spent
we can't help it that Trey likes to talk about himself.
Oh, come on.
Whiffing it.
Come on. Like you haven't spent so much time on the Bucks.
I try not to.
Cut it out. You try not to now after
you guys
the last
stop
podcast.
It.
Stop it.
Do we need more beer?
Yeah,
more beer. I'm like half through this.
Nick needs one.
Kaikos does need a beer.
Kaikos.
Let's trade him a lawnmower for the beer.
Did we down 2 cases today?
We did.
I think
that fridge was full earlier, and now it is quite empty. There is one other thing we could talk about before we decide to cut this out.
Hey,
like
no, one good thing we could talk about is like historical data, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And one thing is that what's his name? The Celtics GM. He put
Conroy.
He put out a
I like this topic actually. Yeah, yeah. I'm
he
cool
put
with
out
this.
A historical best of the best, right?
Yes.
So what's your feeling, G Messi, Quayle, Trey? The guy that's passed out over there.
I mean, I can
the
only
black
talk for...
And
this may be unfair for...
I've only been here for
Messi's
two
only been,
sims.
Exactly.
I've only been here for 2 years, so I can't even talk about historical. Give me a couple couple more years
well,
of
what,
sims and...
As somebody that's only been around for two sims, like, what's your outlook?
What do you, as far as...
Like, who do you fear historically?
Who do I fear historically?
Not fear. I mean, that's a bad word for
I'll
you,
go
right?
With mine. I'll go with mine real quick. I think LeBron, Kobe, and Kambi are very strong players.
Oh, we're talking about, like,
teams?
Historically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think
as whole teams
I think LeBron has only been in the league, what, 2 or 3 years now?
Three
seasons? He's already proven that he's a stud.
I totally disagree with this.
With LeBron already being on it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kambi and Kobe, we can at least sort of agree on.
Not Kambi either.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I would say, to be honest, and he was only around for, what, 2 or 3 seasons?
It's not that I think you're ridiculous.
I
just think it's like 1 and 1A, right?
Maybe it's Garnett, Duncan, who are insanely good up until this last season.
Weber's got to get a lot of respect, man.
Weber has a lot of respect for me because he owned me 3 years in a row.
Well, that's because
there are only two spots.
There's
only two spots for these bigs.
None
of these guys are playing at 3.
If you had a trade, somebody said,
"What a dick."
For one league point, I'll give you Garnett. Duncan. Or
Dick in the
Weber. Who would you take on your team?
For one point?
Yep.
If it was between those three.
Yep.
I'd take Duncan. Only being in here 2 years.
Garnett. And this is somebody who owns
Duncan. This is a guy
Duncan.
Who shoots the ball so much better than everyone else at
he
his
shoots
position.
400 from three.
And still plays defense. It's crazy.
Cheating.
Which you bring it up. It's funny. Because you mentioned the 400 for three. And then you mentioned the 400 from three, but when I looked at the draft preview for LOL Sim League, we have a blow up doll in Balls' face right now.
It's not.
Okay, sorry, it was Trey.
With an A.
When you look at Garnett
explain
in LOL
this.
Sim
explain
League,
this.
He sees across the board except for defense.
That's LOL.
But the thing is.
Don't bring that. Don't bring
that's
that.
That's LOL Sim.
Different league.
But
I don't even know about it.
It's completely different.
How can a guy who shot 260 from three normally shoot 400?
Lies. That's a typical Australian conspiracy theorist bullshit. Which I agree.
Fuck. I didn't get you there. Calm down.
That was half of my nut sack. I just got punched by balls.
Right. It wasn't.
Balls in the balls.
Balls in the balls.
Balls in the balls. No, I'm not saying. Look,
no.
I just fucked around and said cheat. I just think.
You fucked around?
I think the guy.
You got somebody pregnant?
That's. No.
Lazy.
Your mom. But.
Very nice.
She's good. But.
Not really, but go on.
Not good, but she's there.
Mediocre at best.
I will murder you.
C minus, but.
In potential.
Yeah.
I honestly.
Her inside game is there, but.
She's
her outside.
A nice lady.
She
playing
is a
tempo
woman.
Run?
Yes.
What does it matter?
I would seriously take. I personally would take Duncan over Garnett. But
you would, but
I guess being a Garnett,
as a guy who played him in the finals and got handled by Curtis Borchardt.
Who?
I would.
Who
have,
is that?
My Jang.
Yeah, I would
Django.
Say.
Django.
I feel like he is going to off
Django
Borchardt.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
Where? What happened?
Who are you talking about?
Mike Jones.
Who's going to off himself?
Can we focus here?
Not at all.
So. Anyway, like, you would take Duncan.
I'd
you would take
Duncan.
And you would take
Duncan
Garnett.
Donuts.
And I personally would take Garnett after seeing him shoot 400.
Okay, Dunkaroos. So is that the 4 or the 5?
No, that's the
that's,
4.
That's just in general.
It's down low.
That's the 4. But my problem with it is Tim Duncan is the best 4 ever, right?
Okay.
In real life.
In real life.
IRL.
Well, I think he was in this league for a few seasons.
Oh, I think no. I still think he.
I think he's the
best.
Is it a question of going forward or as of right now?
The thing is, Garnett is a better shooter, whereas Duncan's defense, I think, excels down low, like in the post.
You mean when Curtis Borchardt shot 70%?
Well, he was also matching up against Ben Wallace.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't?
I put him against Duncan. Oh, and Ben Wallace won like 5 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
Did he?
All right, so let's just agree that
let's
Duncan
agree
and Garnett
are equal,
the 4 and 5.
Right?
Let's say that they're 4 and 5.
So who's your 3? This is where we disagree. You gave it to
LeBron, but I give it to Grant Hill because he's first team all league for what, 7 years? Right?
I like what I've seen from LeBron in three seasons.
I can't really talk much about this though because I've only been here for 2 years, so I can't really talk much as far as.
That's a wash. Who's your two? It's got to be Kobe, right?
Yeah, Kobe's been unbelievable.
And then who is your point?
Bob Sura. Kid. No.
Right?
Gotta be Kid.
Is it Kid?
I would say overall, I would say Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Although lately he's been a little bit more on a downturn.
Well, he's had like four or something.
Let's be honest. In real life, he just retired. So we're 7 seasons away from
PS head coach.
No, well, it's just
Nets head coach.
He retired, but like in Sim League, you've seen his team tank. And I think a lot of it has to do, he still dishes out those assists, doesn't score as much. They have a lot of turnovers.
I'm having such a hard time with this because it's been so long since we've actually seen results. So long since the finals.
What about Marbury?
So long.
Marbury's good.
Marbury's up there. He's going to be top three, right?
He would be.
What, at his position?
Yeah.
Yeah, in point guard, yeah. Right now, he was moved to shooting guard. But
who's
Francis,
two?
Francis may be a good argument.
Up there.
I would say top five. You have Kidd. You have Marbury. You have Arenas.
Well, I think you
Tony
have
Parker
to give...
Tony Parker's been up there.
But for one season, you have to give a lot of credit to Chris Paul because he's been unbelievable in this game.
It's an up and up, but one season.
But it's one season. I mean, okay, so you give him second team? Like
He just traded away his best shooter.
No, we're talking – that's
his
team.
His assist may go down. If you don't have as much of an assist – all right, look. Assists happen when the person on your other team scores.
I don't know. Probably taking shit.
Or throwing up.
Wow.
or sleeping.
Or both.
So, assists happen when you have guys on your team that shoot
make
shots.
Yeah.
You had a super shooting.
Did we
want to
bring up the Grievous Vasquez thing?
Yeah.
Grievous Vasquez. So, everybody from the Hornets says
ball in the hole.
Basically, he gives easy shots up, right?
Yeah.
Like, he passes and then makes shots. We don't have that many shot makers, right?
Ball in the hole.
No.
So, everybody says he gets the easy assist, even though he was number two in the league. Regardless, they say he doesn't set people up. So, how does that factor in for you?
For me?
Yeah. Like, do you think he's a good point guard because he's number two overall in assist?
My blood pressure is
I don't like how they do
going
assists.
Up
no, you hate Grievous Vasquez.
I do hate Grievous Vasquez.
Why?
With a passion.
He has messed
up enough times at the end of games. I watched a dozen games last year where Vasquez...
I've seen him win so many games, too, though.
Well, but...
Discredit the wins at the stake of his losses?
Yeah, he has...
We
have a shitty team.
We do.
The guy is trying to put the team on his back. And Anthony Davis was there, but was hurt a quarter of the season.
As the guard,
and then Gordon's gone.
As the guard, if Ryan Anderson is standing at the 3-point line and someone is rubbing his dick on you, you don't take the shot.
Wow.
You pass it. That's the Laker game. Everyone on this podcast, everyone listening to this podcast, watched that game. It was disgusting. He did it 3 games in a row where he lost the game.
I agree.
He lost the game. And to me, he's on a terrible team. We're terrible. Until we get a little bit better, we're terrible. And he is only good. His stats are only high because he's the only fucking guy doing anything.
Time out.
And I'm sorry, he's not a good point guard. He's not good at what
he does. He's not a point
he's
guard.
He's not good at his craft.
He's not a point guard.
Well, we're playing him
at
the point guard.
Who else are you going to play?
Who is doing that?
Nobody.
Well, my thing is, you call Grievous Vasquez horrible. Ryan Anderson had a shitty second half of the season.
He did.
He shot horrible.
We need to do more Hornets.
It wasn't horrible. So let's bring I don't have the stats in front of me. It wasn't horrible.
Ryan Anderson's not 9 million. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And everybody talks about how great his contract is. If it were like 7, it would be a great contract. 9, 9.5, that's when it becomes like a little bit rough.
I think part of it is the fact that we had a lot of injuries and a lot of
breasts below shorts.
And Yes, he does. Yeah. A lot of our our players are young and have for the first time been put in a situation where they're not even listening to me talk. They're talking about the blow up doll's breasts being voluptuous.
Yeah,
they are.
Inverted.
Breast sex.
But essentially, like a lot of our
well, so
it's a blow up. Okay, still over there, so it's not with Nick.
It's in sexy position.
I just think Venus? That we can't discredit Vasquez for last season. We can't discredit Anderson.
I do what I want.
No,
exactly. Thank you.
Anderson had a shitty second half of last season. Like we can't just as easily we can discredit him. We can discredit Vasquez. All right. Like
can
I think
question?
That we get more tools on our team. We are an incomplete team.
Iggy
and you.
Oh, let's
Iggy
talk about
opted
it.
Out.
Oh my God,
do
Iggy opted out. Let's talk about it. We're
Iggy
off
opted
of sim
out.
League.
Do you go for him?
We're off sim league. Andre Iguodala, what do you offer him?
NBA 2K, I offer him $9 million. Real life, I don't offer him.
Not at all.
Nope.
3 years, 9 a year. Maybe nine.
He's not
going to
accept
year.
3 years.
I think it's got to be at least 10.
It's got to be 4 years.
What's max at this point? Like
for him, like
13
15,
and a half,
16,
14, 15?
No, 15.
Oh my God.
Do you
God.
Think anyone's going to offer him that though?
I think he wants a longer deal. You made that point.
That's why he opted out. He opted out because he can get a longer deal.
It honestly depends who we get. You need to play. It honestly depends who we draft. And there's a couple, actually, to be honest, it doesn't. Because we can go Burke. We can go. There's been a lot of talk about that guy.
No,
Sarah.
let's.
I'm not a big Burke guy.
No,
you know, I look at Burke and I really love his game, like on the collegiate level.
So he plays Louisville,
right? No, I mean he's tough. He's a tough player.
He is,
and I think he brings a lot. But I've seen a lot of really good college players that have a lot of heart that just can't.
There's a difference in the college and pro game.
Yeah,
and I don't think that
I don't know if he has.
He's that. Not Irving. He's not Paul. He's if we want to make him into
Irving,
Curry.
Oh, okay.
If we want to make him into that sort of point
not
guard,
magic.
He's not going to be that person. No, and that's the problem with this. We're drafting six. Let's see who falls to us, and let's just accept
well,
it. But nobody at that position, unless Noel falls to six, is going to help us out.
Can I say one thing? I'm fucking sick of talking about this draft. I want it to be over with.
I do want it to be over.
I'm so sick of hearing about
this
player's better than this one. There's like fuck. No one knows.
Well, this is a guy who's barely going to help us. Depending on who he is. If he's Burke, he's not going to help us this year. So we just need to stop retiring.
Porter won't help us.
Porter would help us. I think Porter would help us. I don't believe
Oladipo
in anybody else.
Wouldn't help us.
It doesn't matter.
If we draft Oladipo, that means Gordon's gone.
Be a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing, but the problem with drafting Oladipo means we're desperate to move Gordon. It
means we get less.
It means you basically you take like you see all those chips you have on the table. It's basically just like
Poker Night in America.
Like we don't Slop. We have nothing on the table like Nick ever has, and we're going all in. Right? Everybody knows it. So you're like, okay, I'll bid with you too, asshole.
This is why we need a free agency sim. If we have to spend time talking about the Hornets/Pelicans, we're going to just
cry. No. I think
this is the new call. Come on!
I think the Pelicans should keep Gordon.
A lot of people disagree.
I highly disagree.
Yeah, that's fine.
For what reason?
Explain to us, Busta.
He's just randomly talking.
Is that the beer?
But no, I honestly think they should keep him because.
Spear me.
I concur.
No, I'm good. I got a new one right here.
No, if we move Gordon,
these bitches are expensive.
If we move Gordon,
shit.
We are 3 years behind.
These condos are at least $400,000.
Gordon comes back this year. He has a full offseason to train to rehab his injury and to come back stronger. Like, he's not trying out for, he's not trying out for the Olympic team this year.
And they're making 2,000.
He's not a free agent where he can focus his energy on trying to be signed by another team. He's focusing on getting stronger and playing for the Hornets, the Pelicans.
Dude,
so I mean, I should give him a chance, and you know, there's a lot of people saying calling out his leadership. Fuck it.
You know what I say? There are four Sims in free agency, and we need to get to some actual games.
Fuck your mother.
Appreciate it.
Honestly, the more we talk about it, I think nothing's gonna happen. So I think we just let the Sim happen as it happens. And
wow, that is fucking deep. You said nothing. You literally said nothing.
Speaking of nothing, I'll come back when the Sim actually
I said the more we bitch and call out people
I haven't.
For not having a Sim, the more it's going to frustrate
are
the
you
one
calling
person.
Me out?
No, I'm not calling you out.
Clearly you are.
I'm calling out Vegito.
Oh, vagina.
Shout out Soundwave.
We just got to... No, fuck you, Soundwave. No, not even, I'm not even calling him out.
What are we talking about Transformers?
I honestly think that the Sim will happen, and we can bitch about it all we want, because we all bitch.
Don't do it.
But, you know, what power do we have?
Well, the only problem we have is everybody quitting, basically.
Then
if it quits, I mean, the commissioner said he would shut down the league if we started another one. We had 10 people ready to sign up for the other league if we had one running simultaneously.
We need 30, so.
Yeah, we need 25.
You've gotten to a sweet spot in this league.
I know that's what I'm saying.
That
we hit a high momentum, going into this year.
The thing is, even if you work a job, you get 2 weeks off vacation. This is the first time the commissioner has showed any slowing at all. It's been a while, at least.
He's fine. Like,
this is not about commish. This is not about commish. We just want more, and what we're doing now is you can see it. We spent the last 20 minutes talking about a team that has the sixth pick overall. We're watching the finals. We're watching the finals. We're seeing people randomly. You know, opting out of their contract, who we think we might have a chance at. We're talking about guys who are in the finals, who are having great games, who we think we all of a sudden are like all stars, and we're just going to sign them.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
God forbid we talk about our own goddamn team and the prospects we have in signing them in our offseason.
Yay! Yeah, yeah.
Shout out for fake leagues.
Fake leagues for the win. Guys, you know, this has been, I feel like I've sobered up a little bit.
Drink. That's because you have not been drinking.
Nick needs another.
That's because you keep interrupting.
I've been trying to guide this podcast
with vagina talk.
Vagina talk.
It's the vagina monologues,
dude. That vagina on that box.
Not inviting him back.
That vagina and those tits and that face don't even match. That's
not even a real person.
Lacey looks like Beyonce.
What's her name? What's her real name?
She's a real person. Lacey's a real person because Matt sent us a video.
Yeah,
of
he's
her
got
porn.
A guy.
Who did?
We're watching it in the car.
You said it first.
Is it porn or is it like porn?
No, it's like, hey, my husband's out changing my tire. The dude's like, oh, okay. He pulls his pants down, sucks his dick.
Welcome, pool boy. Go Tigers.
47. All right. Anyways, payback's coming up. We want to talk payback. We don't even care.
You don't want to talk Pelicans, Hornets, basketball. We want to talk wrestling.
Wrestling.
More.
God forbid.
And this is where Ball jumps out of the conversation.
Shout out Dean Ambrose. Shout out Seth Rollins. Brains, I don't like you, but I respect what you do. Go Tigers. College World Series
champions.
Are we going
to go out tonight?
Let's roll.
I think we probably should.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
End of this podcast. We're loading
up. This podcast over. We're
good. Fuck you, Soundwave. Fuck you. Fuck you, B-Ball.
B-Ball, I hate you.
I love you, Soundwave. I love
you, Noah.
B-Ball.
Can't wait to teabag you guys on the golf course.
Let's roll.
Hi, Noah.
All right. Podcast out.
Hi, Noah.